Hello there. Welcome to Equity Merchants, where we chat with venture capital investors, founders, and everyone in between. Today, we are looking at a very important topic for startup founders: how to know whether a startup is VC backable. According to the 2022 Africa Tech Venture Capital Report, African startups raised $6.5 billion throughout the year. That's an 8% year-on-year growth. The number of deals also grew 6% year-on-year. Despite a bearish VC market, interest in African startups continued to grow, and many players expect it to continue. Yet, as many VCs will tell you, there aren't enough funds to invest in all startups. Furthermore, not all startups fit the bill for venture capital investing. So how do you know when your startup is VC backable? For many forms of business financing, the goal is to get a return on that investment. So when you get a loan from a bank, they expect to receive their initial investment along with interest within a specific period. The nature of the business requires that the returns on an investment significantly dwarfs what you would get from other investment classes like the stock market. Understanding this is key for founders who are exploring venture capital as a financing source for their business. The first question to ask is whether your business can deliver the value that VCs go after. For context, most VCs apply the 80-20 rule to startup investing, expecting that a handful of their investments return the most value to them. Explaining how VCs arrive at investment decisions using a reference to the power law, Luke Mostert, head of investments at Future Africa, points out that venture capital is structured in a way that 10% of a firm's investment returns the greatest value for it.
So the power law basically means that the bulk of returns will come from very few inputs. So it's like the 80-20 principle that many people know of in life, where if you work out this kind of exercises or like deadlifts 20% of the time, that 80% of your strength will come from that. And the implication from that in from a VC perspective is that a VC expects one or two startups out of 10 to bring about 90 or 95% of their returns.
A natural consequence of this is that venture capitalists are not motivated to chase startups that offer regular returns. Instead, choosing to invest in the few startups that are capable of delivering outsized returns. For startup founders looking to raise capital for their business, Mostert advises that they identify the outcomes they'd like to see before determining the best source of financing that provides it.
So the first question that founders ask themselves is, what type of capital do I want for the outcome I'm trying to bring about? If a founder is trying to get an outcome in the 1 to 10x range in terms of the valuation that they're starting out when they go to seek capital, it probably doesn't make sense for them to need venture capital, because venture capital is highly dilutive on the business compared to like business loans or venture debt or other types of capital.
Generally, venture capitalists look for startups that can produce outsized returns. However, there are specific qualities they consider when making a decision. The first is the size of the market. The size of the market that a startup is playing in is perhaps the biggest indicator of whether they will receive investment from VCs. Two things to watch out for are the size of the market and the portion of the total market that startups playing in that space can capture for themselves. For startups in Africa, this is even more important. While there may be numerous problems that tech can solve, the macroeconomic environment isn't yet at a stage where startups in some sectors can command significant value. Consequently, it is common to see many investors spread their net across different verticals as it improves their chances of success. Nneka Eze, managing partner at Vested World, explains that investors want to know how big a market is and how a startup is positioned to capture this value.
We always want to understand from our perspective, why is this problem interesting? Not just from it exists, but what's the size of market that this company is actually addressing? What's the addressable market and how is this company going to be well positioned to address that?
The second quality is a startup's team. A startup's team is crucial when pitching investors. Typically, most investors would want founders who have a good understanding of the market they play in. This understanding could be gotten through experience in that sector or through deep research. especially at the early stages when the startup may not have any proof that their solution works as intended, the quality of the team is crucial. Since many tech startups build solutions that rely heavily on technology, many VCs prefer startups with at least one technical co-founder. Having a technical co-founder on the team means a startup does not spend a significant part of their investment outsourcing their technology needs. But while many startups today have co-founders, a great number of startups still have solo founders. For this group of people, it's important not to rush into the decision without thinking of how it affects the business. As Yunis Ajim, founding partner of Ajim Capital, says,
if you bring in the wrong person on in your executive team just because you feel like you need a co-founder and they are the wrong person for your company, they will bring your startup to the ground.
Explaining how important a startup's team is, Eze says,
I think it comes down to the team and really understanding their customer. And so that's what we call the product market fit. I think if you have a great idea, even if you have product market fit, you might not be able to really get the company to the next level of scale to take full advantage of that market opportunity. And vice versa, if you have a great team, but the product is not right, you are not also going to be able to take advantage of that product market fit.
Mostert adds that the mindset of the founder is crucial when deciding whether to back them.
We want to back founders that have a unique understanding of the product, which I guess plays into all these other things, and have the mindset. Now, this is very important in venture backability, the mindset that they want to become a unicorn founder or want to grow and help. Maybe they just want to help create a $1 billion problem. So if they want to solve like healthcare access in Africa, that's like a, you know, $30 billion problem. I don't know what it is. But the point is that if they had that mindset that they want to solve this issue end to end, then it automatically also means that they want to create a VC backable business. So the mindset of the founder is very important.
That's it for today's episode of Equity Merchant. Please like, subscribe, and share the podcast.